Good evening and welcome to the War Room. I almost said the WRFL, but that's not it. It's the War Room right now. I am actually the co-host, but I'm here in my beloved garage. It's a little chilly, but I got a space heater, so it's all right. I'm your co-host, Trevor Truitt. Alongside me, the fired up, ready to go, Jared Cornelius. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Trevor. Let's go ahead and get right into it. I'm going to skip the pleasantries because I've got none in me. Okay? I don't care how you people have been. I don't care how long it's been since the last podcast. It doesn't fucking matter. What matters are a couple things this week. Trevor, first of all, good to talk to you, buddy. We just actually celebrated his 30th birthday recently before this blizzard came in. And let me tell you something. Before we get into today's news that we literally just found out a couple hours ago, I'm already kind of in a pissy mood. I plowed snow for 30 hours the last couple of days. Today was my first day at home since this snowstorm happened. And what do I get on social media to fucking read is that the cowardly loser ran NFL Hall of Fame has denied not just a coach from being a first ballot Hall of Famer, which people can pretend doesn't matter, you know, blah, blah, blah. They kept the greatest, most accomplished NFL head coach of all time off the first ballot of the Hall of Fame, Bill Belichick, the Croatian himself, a guy that I'm closely related to in a way, if you think about it. Croatia and Poland and Russia aren't too far from each other. We're the same kind of people. We're hardened, stocky but wide people, okay? And he's the greatest fucking coach that's ever lived. They left him off the first ballot. It's crazy. If you would have told me 10 years ago that Bill Belichick wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer, I might punch you in the throat.
Yeah.
That's 10 years ago. I mean, which I don't know if you realize, Trevor, it's been 10 years since the Atlanta Falcons 28-3 game.
Yeah.
Which is insane. It doesn't feel that long. But if you would have told me that then when he was winning his fifth ring as a head coach, seventh total as a coach, that he wasn't going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, I'd punch you in the throat. And then I'd take your wallet out of your pants while you're on the ground and I'd run off with it. That's what I would have done to you. But today, as we are speaking, Bill Belichick, six-time Super Bowl champion as a head coach, eight-time if you include the two he won with the Giants as their defensive coordinator, is apparently he's not good enough to be in the first ballot Hall of Famer, Trevor. Would you believe that?
I mean, it's just...
I don't know. I didn't realize April Fool's Day came fucking early this year. I thought it was still January. I didn't even believe it. I thought you were mistaken. I thought I was mistaken by what I was reading because I was like, well, wait a minute. I thought there was a five-year gap. No, they just revised it towards 1 year for head coaches, which means Mike Tomlin will be eligible for the Hall of Fame next year if he's retired. And I honestly can't even... I don't know why it makes me so mad. In the grand scheme of life, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter to me. It's not like I had anything to gain by Bill Belichick getting in. But let me tell you something. I realized this while I took my angry shower just 10 minutes ago. Because I almost blocked and removed myself from the WRFL group.
Dude, I wanted to remove them off the group. Those two cocksuckers.
I would suspend them from
Chase
the group chat
and Jason, you cocksuckers.
A month. Chase and Jason, both of you would be on a month's suspension if I could remove you. And I know that would be detrimental. It would hurt both of you because that group chat's probably the highlight of your fucking days, both of you.
Yeah, and Luke and Jason somehow haven't exchanged numbers yet. They just have to fucking post about jerking off the Thunder throughout the fucking... Group
You see, I'm about to start acting like Donald Trump, and I'm about to start putting a lot of fucking rules and restrictions on this group chat, okay? First of all, I don't know how you can be an NFL or not. How can you be a football fan and sit there and try to tell me with a straight face that Bill Belichick isn't a first ballot Hall of Famer? That's why it pisses me off, because I love football. I love the NFL. It's my favorite sports league in the entire world. And I've always said that they are the most respectable and, like, honorable Hall of Fame there is because it's voted on entirely by guys that are in it. And, you know, who better to decide? And I'm telling you right now, you hit it right on the head earlier. Somebody, there's people that they got an axe to grind with the guy. They're not looking at it objectively. They're holding stuff against them that happened almost 30 years ago.
I mean,
it's absolutely ridiculous.
There's no way that you can sit there and say that a guy with as much as he's accomplished, that he's not a Hall of Famer. Like, it's just, it's literally asinine. It's just, it's fucking crazy. I saw it and I thought, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
I guarantee you, every single person in that group chat, if there was odds on it, they all would have put their entire life fucking saving Bill Belichick and be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So all these douchebags that are like, well, they did win without Tom Brady. Literally, name one coach that succeeded more with fucking out there without great players. It's bullshit. How long did Bill Belichick, how long was his head coaching career? 26, 27 years? What was it?
I don't even think it was that long.
I know he coached Tom Brady for 21, 22 years. Is that what it was? Or no, it was 19. He coached Tom for 19 years. I think Bill coached 23 or 24 years. So, in order to make a case against him
24
being
years.
Not successful, you have to remove 19 years. 9 Super Bowl appearances, 6 wins, 13 or 14 conference championship appearances. You have to remove that to make it look like he's not a good head coach. Make it make sense, Trevor. Make it make sense to me.
I don't understand. I just don't understand how you can look at just some of the records that he holds. He's got the most Super Bowl wins for a head coach, most Super Bowl appearances with 12, been at 12 Super Bowls, most postseason wins, 31, most conference championships, 9, 20 consecutive winning seasons, and then 17 consecutive 10-win seasons, 11 playoff appearances, most consecutive playoff appearances. He's got that, 302 wins, 333 overall. I mean, like, that's just, and if you look at the other, let's see, Hall of Fame coaches.
I'm gonna look. There isn't gonna be one in the Hall of Fame with a better resume. That's
no,
goddamn sure. Don Shula was a first ballot Hall of Famer, and as much respect as I got for the guy, he won one Super Bowl in like 60 fucking years of coaching.
Tom Landry.
Shit with Dan Marino.
Tom Landry, Chuck Noll, and Don Shula. You're telling me you wouldn't put this guy up? I'm just saying if for some reason you're delusional and you're thinking, yeah, that guy's definitely up there with those guys. I mean, you should already be thinking he's better than him because he did it in modern day, which, I mean, where a lot of people developed and a lot of the NFL was meant for domination not to happen. And also for Jason in that fucking group chat saying, oh, he won one for Deflategate and one for... Well, first of all, I want to put to rest, Deflategate literally was not a thing. It literally was proved inconclusive. It was proved that they had their balls like this and Green Bay had more and they had less and they couldn't figure it out because everybody was just doing whatever. That is bullshit. Also, they beat the Colts by 50 fucking points, so eat my ass. So
yeah, Garrett Blunt ran like for 200 yards against them that day. Is that because the ball was deflated?
Yeah.
So what does it matter? That's the one that's always pissed me off. Who cares if the ball looks like a fucking hard, flaccid penis? Who cares? Who cares? What, isn't it an advantage? Like, literally, what's the advantage?
So the NFL never came out and said that. And then also,
the NFL investigated it and found nothing, and they sent it to the Supreme Court because Roger Goodell hated the Patriots. I cannot believe I'm literally having to relive this fucking shit again.
Yeah, and then he was suspended for 4 games and comes back and wins the Super Bowl to the ultimate fuck you to Roger Goodell.
Oh my fucking God, dude. Like, yeah, and if you remember that season, the first 4 games, I think Bill went, what, 3-1?
3-1.
With
and yeah.
Quarterbacks. Yeah. So
and he had Joe Brissett with the fucking torn ligament in his thumb in the last game. So
I just think he's in
Matt
Cass.
Also, let's not take credit away from Tom Brady, but Tom Brady tears his ACL, and they go out and in any other fucking year, they're making the playoffs that year. The Dolphins just had fucking Bill Parcells and a hell of a run.
Yeah. I mean, we went 11-5 that year.
Yeah, and don't make the playoffs.
It's insane. Yeah, it's absolutely insane to me that. And I keep thinking, like, Jared, who gives a fuck? And does this really affect your life? Yeah, it does. Because I'm a football fan, and I always have been. And
it's integrity. It's integrity lost for the game today. If I was Bill Belichick, I wouldn't go in.
Yes.
I'd say I'm not going in. Fuck you.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
If I'm him, I wouldn't let them put me in their fucking bullshit hall of fame. I'd tell them to eat my fucking Croatian asshole is what I would tell them. Because if I'm not first ballot as a head coach, nobody ever, if Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, or any, if Sean Payton, any of those guys go first ballot, I'm going to assassinate somebody. You're going to have to put me on a federal.
Yeah, if they put Andy Reid in there after he couldn't win the big one until he got fucking Patrick Mahomes. If you want to talk about a coach that was carried by his quarterback. No, yeah.
He went to a Super Bowl. So that means he was successful because he lost. He lost the Super Bowl. Who remembers the loser of a Super Bowl? Fucking nobody.
Hey, Marv Levy. That guy, he went to 4. Lost them all.
He's the greatest NFL head coach of all time. 4 consecutive Super Bowl appearances. Who's better than that? That's the greatest thing. Losing in the Super Bowl is not a fucking accomplishment because you don't get a trophy for it. You don't get anything. You don't get remembered by history for losing a Super Bowl. So the fact that...
Yeah, you don't... Even if he were a team that people liked. Like, nobody remembers Kurt Warner and the Cardinals losing, even though a lot of people like that team.
I forget what year it was sometimes. I know it's 2009, but, yeah. But here's the thing. Nobody gives Kurt Warner credit for losing that game.
No.
You do not get credit for losing any game. I don't care how good you played. Nobody gives Tom Brady any credit for that Eagles Super Bowl.
Yeah, he threw in 555 yards. Yeah.
No one cares. And guess what? Rightfully so. Why would I care? Who cares how many touchdowns you fucking... Who cares how big your dick is if you can't get it hard? That's what I'm going to say right there. Who fucking cares? It's absolutely ridiculous to act like Andy Reid was a more successful head coach because he went to a Super Bowl with the Eagles... But and Bill Belichick couldn't take the Cleveland Browns away. Let me tell you something right now. Nobody's ever been able to take the Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl since the Super Bowl era started, okay? They haven't won a championship since the NFL titles were still a thing, which, to be fair, I am a big proponent of those counting. I'm just saying the Super Bowl, no one's ever been able to do it, okay? And that coaching staff had Nick Saban and Bill Belichick on it. So what, Nick Saban, he's not going to be
first-ballot Hall of Famer.
At Alabama. Go fuck yourselves. Go fuck yourselves. I'm sorry, even LSU. He doesn't get any credit because, well, you know, it's just like, okay, then Mike Tomlin is the greatest head coach of all time because he never had a losing season. Is that what the bar is?
I mean, apparently so. I mean, you could be, I looked up one guy earlier. He was George Allen, and he never had a losing season after 12 years, and he only had 116 wins. And there was multiple people that you could take, two Hall of Famers that are in the Hall of Fame right now as head coaches, George Allen, he's got 116 wins. Marv Levy's got 143. You combine them, they're still 70 short of Bill Belichick, okay? I mean...
Yeah, dude, like... And so we're going to dissect this for a while, everybody. This episode is going to be called The Betrayal
Fuck
of
the
Bill,
NFL.
Okay?
Yeah.
The Betrayal of Bill Belichick. That's what this episode is. So sit tight and strap in your fucking seatbelts because let's get into this whole, the arguments against Bill Belichick's Hall of Fame career. The whole he didn't win before or after Tom Brady. I've got a few points on this, and I'll let you jump in. One, you're telling me, oh, this guy didn't win as much without the greatest quarterback to ever play the game? Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Huh. It's almost like you need a good to great quarterback to be successful. Trevor, we can play a game if you want. You name a head coach, a great head coach, and I can ask the same fucking thing. Well, what did Bill Walsh do without Bill Montana? What did Chuck Knoll do without the Steel Curtain and Bradshaw? What did Andy Reid do without Mahomes? I could do it for fucking days. It's just, It I don't know why it matters so much for Bill whenever he has, even if he still has a much better resume. And I can't, and then my other point is, so did Bill win because he cheated or did he win because he had Tom Brady? It can't be both.
And nobody ever wants to give him credit for picking Tom Brady in the sixth fucking round. It's not like he picked the guy and then decided to start him over established very good quarterback because he had a couple of good games.
I've never understood how he was a horrible GM. It's people act like there's guys that draft and every single draft pick's a fucking hit. That's not how it happens. You might get 1 to 2 good draft picks a year that you actually hit on.
Not to mention, all obviously, you know, famous for getting the last little bit of the guys who were in their prime, who getting that last little oomph out and just bringing them back in for, hey, you're not going to play for a lot of money here, but listen, we're going to go win a fucking Super Bowl. And that's what he did. I mean, he fucking...
His defense cost $11 million. He would pay every guy $1 million each. He never had... He made guys' careers. And then they went on to get these huge contracts. And he had his defense was always a revolving door of crooks and convicts. Let's just keep it how it is. And then Darrell Revis came in for a year. And guess what? Got Darrell Revis his only Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So,
well, that made him take those guys who they get them paid, but then once they get paid, most of the time after they leave there, they're not as good. You know, LeGarrette Blount, Wes Welker.
LeGarrette Blount did win a Super Bowl with the Eagles the year after he left us.
Yeah, but I'm saying as far as, he never, went like he was there where he was running and where he had him drew up.
Chris Long did as well.
Danny Amendola.
Wes Welker, he went to the Super Bowl with the Broncos.
Yeah, but that was on his last leg. But, Danny Amendola, fucking Danny Woodhead, also drafted, if fucking Aaron Hernandez wouldn't have to kill some people, would have been... would have drafted the best tight end duo of all time.
Murdering them.
Never brand new fucking head offensive coordinators you ever heard of. It's somebody who coached at a college who was good, and they got fired, and he brought them back there and pushed them back up to where they were. You know, he got so many people, so many jobs everywhere. He might have been an asshole, but he, revolving door of players, revolving door of coaches, and he did have Tom Brady, yes, but he drafted him. What the ultimate haters like to do, this is my favorite, when they try to take enough credit away from Tom Brady and Bill Belichick to say they both needed each other, so that's why neither of them are the best at their position, which is a load of horse shit.
Well, then why didn't Joe Montana go win a fucking Super Bowl?
Yeah, Kansas City? Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a team sport, but there's only one guy on that Patriots team over 20 years that was a constant. Actually, two, sorry, Bill and Tom. It wasn't like Deion Branch was on every single Super Bowl team, because he wasn't. He would take, I'm telling you, and also, you know, it's funny, people bring up how he never developed a good coach. So let me ask you something. If all these coaches that never went on to be successful head coaches, doesn't that make him look better that he was able to take these shitty coaches to the Super Bowl all the fucking time?
I mean, yeah. Why would it, and players that you never heard of. So, I mean, also just always had, never had a bad deep. Even when their defense wasn't 100%, it was still always bend but don't break. We might give up a lot of yards, but he primed the first years of Tom Brady's. Those first two or three Super Bowls were him with a tough defense. And Brady, you don't have to go get a ton of yards. You just got to make plays when we need you to, and just set him up for that. And it's for him to say that he's not the greatest of all time and not a first ballot Hall of Famer is just absolutely insane. So,
you know what's funny? Our Patriots are in the Super Bowl, everybody. They're playing the Seahawks again. It's a rematch of the game from 12 years ago. And we haven't even mentioned that. We haven't even brought that up. And that's because, first of all, this is my 10th one I'm watching my team play in my lifetime. So it's not like, oh my God, we're going to the Super Bowl. All I care is if we win. Just going, that was my point earlier. I am not going to celebrate because we just went to the Super Bowl. Who cares? If we lose, it doesn't matter. I am not going to go into next season being like, yeah, well, you know, we played in the Super Bowl, right? Yeah, but you lost 40-20. Yeah, but we were there. We were there. Who gives a fuck? Do you think the Panthers celebrate their 2 Super Bowl losses in their history just because they were there? Like they're this fucking make-a-wish kid with cancer? Like, who gives a fuck? Imagine talking to myself.
No, no, I'm here. But, you know, also that...
Well, in case anybody can't hear me right now,
No, I hear you.
I don't know what happened here. Trevor, you there?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We seem to have lost Trevor, which is a... Which is strange, because he's the one recording this podcast.
Oh, I know. Hang on. I somehow fucking hit mute on my phone. I was like, I'm talking! Anyway, we're here. We're back.
I thought I was just rambling to myself like I'm doing the Bill Burr Monday morning podcast over here.
No, but...
What were you saying?
Oh, well, obviously, yeah. I mean, we're ranting here. And you know what? It is a giant rant, though. But it's... You know what? I'm glad. I'm glad because somehow... Maybe it's just in my head. Maybe I'm just creating it. But this just gives more fuel to the fire for Patriots fans to be pissed off at the world. To some of those players, you know, just be like, how can you not have a great coach like that? Because it's not like the Patriots don't remember that guy. They didn't blackball him from the fucking franchise, okay? We still know he's there. I think, if anything, he's more pissed off at them than they are at him. But that's neither here nor there.
Did you hear that it was Robert Kraft's, like, buddy that was spearheading that we should make him wait a year for the team scandals?
Robert Kraft. But
I mean, I love Bobby Kraft, okay? I like his mac and cheese, okay? I like his products. I like him. I don't mind that he was getting jerked off. You know what? If I was Bill Belichick, I'd bring up that fucking scandal. Oh, yeah, but we should keep his ass out of the fucking office.
See, I don't think it's Bobby Kraft not wanting him in there, because I think it him
no,
be.
They literally. I was listening to a podcast earlier before this one, and they were reporting that the guy that works closely with Robert Kraft, that was involved with the voting process, was the one spearheading the making him sit out a year for the fucking scandal. Which I'm just like, that's your guy. That's not me making that up. That's legit. You should look it up.
I'll let that pan out. I'll let it go. I like to let that news go a couple days and see how true it is, because sometimes you get people who just pop up out of nowhere with some news. You're wondering how they got it. So,
like, I will completely turn on Robert Kraft if he's the reason that he that Bill.
I just don't think that would benefit him. You know what I mean? I don't think that would help him.
Well, sure it is. He wants the credit for all this success. It makes sense.
Well, here's the thing: is he's going to get a chance to do it. I mean, he ultimately gets to be. He can be the first guy to win a Super Bowl without Tommy or fucking Bill Belichick.
He had 2 chances. He lost to the Bears and the fucking Packers.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but I mean,
he
can.
Oh my gosh! Like, dude, you know what? In a world where hypotheticals exist, it's a fantasy land. Yeah. Well, what about this? What if? What about? That's how that whole your premise is all based on what ifs and what abouts. That is about as worthless as a fucking pothole. Okay. Adds no value whatsoever.
I mean, it doesn't, because you can only judge what was there, or you know what I mean, what you saw. That's all. That's what it was. So, like, that's just how it is in life. And he had
also
the fucking greatest quarterback of all time, but he also was the greatest head coach of all time.
He's the greatest defensive mind in NFL history. As just a D coordinator, he is the best. Like, the schemes he has come up with, the stunts, the twists for the D line, the coverage. He revolutionized the 3-3-5. The nickel defense. He revolutionized it. He is the greatest defensive mind in NFL history. He was arguably the greatest. I'll give Steve Spagnuolo maybe the nod at that just for his accolades as a pure defensive coordinator, but Bill Belichick is arguably the best DC ever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So
it just doesn't make any sense to me. I hope more information comes out for people to try and explain this. I don't think anything's going to make sense to me because, for one, and I might just be talking as a biased lifelong Patriots fan. I've been a Patriots fan since before I was 6 years old. I know that for a fact. And I don't think fucking Deflategate, Spygate, or fucking Watergate, whatever the other one was. That's the Richard Nixon one. I don't know. I don't think any of them. It's all grasping at straws, in my opinion. For one, Spygate, what was it about? Oh, they were filming practices and reviewing it in film study. What's the difference between that and watching film on them the week before against the team? We did that in high school. I remember at Fort Gibson High School that we would watch teams practice film at film study during film. Watching Cassia Hall practice film. We watched that. Like, so what's the big deal? Like, I don't understand. Bountygate is honestly the only one that legitimately deserves the scrutiny.
I mean, yeah, because you're... you're literally putting, putting money out to fucking take out people. I mean...
Illegally.
So, I mean,
Deflategate
is just fucking...
Has that ever even made me think twice? It's the dumbest fucking accusation / scandal ever. And the fact that people take that seriously is insane to me. Like, I understand the steroid stuff in baseball, that I understand that more. Because it's more of an individual thing where you're giving yourself... a quote unquote now you're talking to a guy that thinks they all should be on steroids. That way the playing field is even.
I agree.
They should all be on it. The steroids have been improved enough to where it's not gonna cause everyone to fucking roid out, and if it's regulated, it'll be fine. And then no one can say, well, they're cheated. Oh yeah, well how about we put you all on it? How about that? All right, it's a business for entertainment. And I could do a whole podcast over the guys that were left out during the heyday of MLB. That helped put the fucking sport back on the map and brought it out of obscurity. And those guys don't get in, but I guarantee you they're not going to give any of the money those guys made the fucking league back, are they? They're not going to pay back Barry Bonds for the viewers, for the viewership numbers, the money generated. Just
they're not going to pay Mark McGwire. They're not going to pay this.
They're not going to give Sammy Sosa and fucking Mark McGwire their money back that they earned that fucking league. They won't do that, but they'll tell them, they'll piss on their face whenever it comes to putting them in the most, which I don't even take the Baseball Hall of Fame seriously. Like, you can't be a legitimate Hall of Fame if you don't have like two or three of the greatest ever to do it in the fucking Hall of Fame. So that one, and that's also a bunch of nerdy fucking sports journalists that couldn't throw a fucking paper ball into a trash can. Okay. So I don't take that seriously. The NFL Hall of Fame though, like, there was a lot of they were keeping Terrell Owens out, which in my opinion was absolutely ludicrous because he's arguably a top five wide receiver that's ever played the fucking game. But because he was he talked a lot of shit out of the field. Who did he rape? Who did he murder? Who did he molest? Nobody. So if he didn't do any of those things, if he didn't cheat by taking steroids or illegal substances, what did he do to keep him out other than piss people off?
If
that's the case, why was Ray Lewis the first ballot Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Wasn't he in a murder scandal?
Yeah,
didn't he take deer fucking piss or something, or deer testosterone in last year when he won his second Super Bowl? Didn't he get wasn't that PEDs or something? But he was a first ballot Hall of Famer. Why is that, huh? Is anything Bill ever did as a head coach even come close to that? No. So I don't understand what it is. I really don't. I just, it's ridiculous. And it absolutely taints the NFL Hall of Fame. It just does. Because you can't be taken seriously if you don't have the best ever to do it in there. And I know he'd probably be in on the second ballot or the third or the fourth or the fifth. But everyone knows that being a first ballot Hall of Famer means something. It's reserved for the best of the best of the best. And if you don't have that in there, then it's not credible. It's just not. So what are they going to do? They're going to make Tom Brady wait forever? You think they'll make him wait?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, are they just going to fucking, nah, we don't think you should be in. Like,
It's absolutely ridiculous, man. It's
I mean, you know, Randy Moss ran over a fucking old lady. He was a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? Like,
I fucking forgot about that.
Like,
he never won a Super Bowl either.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The guy literally has been, he's won 8 Super Bowls in like, he's been a head coach for 6. Like, he fucking crafted the Patriots team. Like, he was the mold. He was the glue. Tom Brady would tell you himself that he couldn't have done what he did without fucking Bill Belichick. Like, I just... And you know he's good. You know he's a good coach. When you're that much of an asshole and you act like that much of a cocksucker and people still respect you, you know you're fucking good at what you do.
Well, you had to buy in. You couldn't just come in there, you know, holding the boombox. I don't know, fucking having a great time. It's just you couldn't do it. And to me, you cannot tell the story of the New England Patriots 20-year dynasty without including Bill Belichick in that, because you're never gonna. As much as I love Tom Brady, I'd be a fool to say it's all because of him. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
That's not how football works. It's a team sport. And the ultimate leader in Bill and the ultimate teammate in Tom, like, that's what made that all possible. Their fucking relationship. And oh no, it got worse after the 20th year. Big fucking deal. It happens. Most relationships don't even fucking last that long. Okay. Let alone coming out of it with 6 Super Bowl rings and 9 appearances. Dude, if you just look at the time him and Tom spent together, they spent half of those fucking years in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, literally every year they're going, and I mean probably 75%, they're going to the AFC Championship at least.
I can't remember. I think their record was they went to 9 straight AFC championships or something like that. Which the Chiefs came the closest to making it, which they would have had to do it this year. It's never going to be beaten. Like, his it's just the fact that he doesn't have the all-time wins record is because the Chicago, which also, who has the number, who's number one in wins all time? Is it George Halas?
I thought it was, how many does Shula have?
378, but I thought he passed him.
I think it's Shula who's got the record.
Well, one second, everybody. Let me make sure so I don't sound like an idiot.
Don Shula. He's got 347. And Halas is in third place, right? But he passed Halas.
Okay. Still, big, same thing. Don Shula coached from, like, 1959 until, like, 1989 or 1990. And he won 1 Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I mean, first ballot. First ballot Hall of Famer.
You know what the old saying is about him? He stayed longer than he should have. The game passed him by. If you want to say that the game passed Bill by because he didn't win a Super Bowl immediately after Brady left, you're a fucking idiot.
I mean, yeah.
And you know what's funny? Everyone's saying that, you know, the Patriots are right back in the Super Bowl, and it's only been 2 years since Bill was there, and no one, he's not going to get credit for it, and I'm not saying he should, but he obviously didn't leave the team in that bad a shape if they're right back in the fucking Super Bowl. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's one of the worst, I cannot wait to hear what people have to say about it, because unfortunately this news came out right, you know, after pretty much all the sports talk shows were done for the day. So, you know, I want to hear somebody have the balls to go on there and actually be, to agree with him not being in. I just want to hear
probably
someone do
it. Skip Bayless. I could see him doing it.
Oh, no way. I mean, even that prick would fucking admit that he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer because there's nobody that, like, there's nobody, like, who has the better fucking resume?
Nobody. I mean, it's literally impossible. Like, he's got...
That means a head coach should never be on the first ballot ever again.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you can't get in with the best resume and the only thing you don't have is the most wins when a guy coached 6 years longer than you.
Yeah, and a guy that in the last 20 years of his career didn't do fucking shit, really. Like, the Dolphins from 73 on really weren't that good. They went to one more Super Bowl, and when he went to one, I'm never going to forget this. He went to one Super Bowl with Dan Marino. He wasted Dan Marino's career with his lack of team building in the 80s. That's just the truth of the matter.
I mean, yeah, you want to say, like, if it'd be like if Belichick had Drake May now, and then in 3 or 4 years, they weren't making the playoffs, or they weren't doing anything with him. But, like, that didn't happen. Like, you had Dan Marino, who's an all-time quarterback.
Don Shula's record. He didn't coach near as long, and he almost passed him.
Yeah.
It's absolute bullshit. And, you know, I'm beside myself. I can't believe how angry I'm drinking because of how angry it made me. I'm on my second beer during this podcast right now because of how angry this has made me.
When I saw it, I was just like, what? Like, how do you, I just don't know how you say he's, I don't get it. Like, it literally, like I said, it's all the credibility of the NFL Hall of Fame is just gone now. And like I said, if I was him, I'd fucking say, fuck you, I'm not going in. You can have a Hall of Fame without me.
I would completely boycott it.
Yeah.
It's a slap in the face to go in on any other ballot but the first one for him. For anybody else, I'd be like, well, you know, you'll probably still get in. But I can't, I'll never take it seriously. Like, I was going to fucking boycott it if they put Eli in first ballot, which they did the right thing by not.
I mean, that would have been insane if they would have put him in over fucking Belichick.
I want to see who's going in. I want to see who's fucking going in this year.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I didn't even look because I was just like, I don't even care. Like, how can you? It doesn't matter who's going in. This guy goes before all of them.
Okay, so Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald never won a Super Bowl.
Who cares? He's second all time in passing yards, but he's probably going to be a first ballot. Larry Fitzgerald, good fucking wide receiver, great wide receiver. Didn't win a goddamn thing his whole career.
Yeah, the best he ever did was get to a Super Bowl one time, the very end.
Who we got? Other contenders. Luke Kuechly, never won anything. Terrell Suggs, he's got a Super Bowl. Adam Vinatieri, I actually think he should be because he's the best kicker that's ever lived. And if a kicker's ever going to be first ballot, it should be him. But if you ask me if he should be in over Bill on the first ballot for that spot, no. He shouldn't be. He's a fucking kicker. Willie Anderson. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. It's fucking stupid, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say.
Oh, Robert Kraft is amongst the finalist group. This fucking,
do they have their own separate voting on them, or how does that? Or they just get all bundled in?
No, I think they're all. It's all bundled in. I think they'll usually do one coach or one GM or owner.
Yeah, okay, but that makes sense.
Fucking cats my ass is that Jerry Jones will probably be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Probably, which is crazy. Like when do they even, when do they, they've passed a certain age to get in or what? Because, I mean, like, they don't retire, they don't give up the team, so.
That's honestly, that's a good point.
I mean, coaches do, obviously, but I mean, like, I don't know. I bet it's got to be like a certain age or something, or a certain amount of years with the team or some shit, probably.
Oh, it makes me sick. Like, how can I ever fucking say that, like the only way that they, like, you know what, after further thought, we're actually going to let him in. Like, it's just,
yeah, that's the only way to fix it. Be like, after thinking about it, we're dumbasses, so we're going to go ahead and put him in. Like, I just don't understand how you could be like, yeah, I mean, like, ew. He should make him wait. He should wait.
I think anybody as a head coach that's in the top five wins of all time should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And you know what's funny? Like, I say these things about Chuck Knoll and Shula and Andy Reid. I think they all should be first ballot Hall of Famers. Like, I don't say these things to say I don't think Andy Reid's not a great all-time coach. He is. He's arguably one of the best offensive minds in NFL history. He had, like, he's been he was a great head coach even without Mahomes. Just, you know, never won the big game until he got one of the best quarterbacks to ever play. Now he's got three rings and he's been to five Super Bowls. That's great. I think if he was on the ballot, I would say put him in. That's the difference between me and all these other fucking jabronis that are like, well, what do you do without Tom? I don't know. That's 10% of his career without Tom.
Yeah, so you can't pick apart the stats when there's not like 20 years with him and 20 years without him. You know what I mean? Like, there's not, it's not that cut and dry. It just doesn't make sense. Like, I mean, I don't know what the fuck they're like. Like, no head coaches should be in there if you're going off of that logic. So to have that many ahead of him that are already in there, first ballot Hall of Famers, and to just be like, yeah, this guy doesn't deserve it though, because why? Like, what's the reasoning? They should have to fucking do a press conference and tell us why, what the reasoning is.
I want to hear an explanation, like, from the fucking cowards that put on these people.
Why they, the people who didn't vote to put him in there.
What the hell happened?
Well, we just felt that he was a good candidate, but... Oh, a good candidate? He just won the most Super Bowls ever as a head coach? Okay. Oh, he just has the most postseason wins of all time? Oh, okay. Oh, he just has 10 consecutive 10-win seasons? It's never been done before? Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, but... Like... Doesn't make sense. That being said,
yeah, I don't get it.
That being said, moving on to the Super Bowl, where we're at, we're there. It just seemed we started the podcast with a big rant, but you know, and I'm glad that it's going the way it is, and that everybody just thinks we're gonna get our ass kicked because we haven't played. Good offense, and we played cupcake teams and all this, and it's just the ultimate way to say that we're back, because that's what it always is. It's always excuse-ville when we start winning. And it's great that everybody just thinks Seattle is going to destroy us. And, you know, all the playoff experience of Seattle and Sam Darnold, they're going to beat us. I'm glad that everybody thinks that, because that's where I wanted to stay. That way when we do win, because here's the thing about Mike Vrabel, he realizes he's been in the playoffs, he's been in the Super Bowl, he's got three of them. Nobody else has got that on the Seahawks. So he realizes that it's not about how you win the game, is that you win the game. And he's doing whatever it is to win that game. If it's, hey, the conditions suck or our quarterback's not protecting the ball, we're going to run it. And then on 3rd and 4, we're going to run it. 3rd and 7, we're going to run it because we know we got the lead. Our defense can play. And they did exactly what they're supposed to do. So just with that mentality and the fucking ghost of Sam Darnold's past are coming out, and we're going to beat the Seahawks.
Yeah, I actually feel pretty confident about the game. I mean, the Seahawks and Rams played 3 times this year, and every single time it was a Rocky Balboa fight. Like, it was just haymaker after haymaker. And I think that goes to show that the Rams' defense was not very good, and they could get got. I kind of preferred to play them over the Seahawks just because of the level of defense our teams already had to play. I mean, we've already played 3 of the top 5 defenses. Might as well add the number 2 or whatever one they are onto there. I personally think the Texans had a better defense.
I think Denver had a better defense than all of them. My God. I mean, they just fucking...
Well, I think the circumstance...
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. For a lot of the year, they were definitely one of the better ones. I think they kind of started slipping toward the end because they were getting...
I think their secondary... I think secondary was better than Houston, but the front line of Houston's...
Oh, but that's the thing. The reason I think Houston's was the best is they didn't blitz. They only sent 4 guys after you, and they got better pressure than any team in the NFL. Now, the Seahawks, I think, are one of the better overall teams. And I have nothing against Sam Darnold. I'm glad he's doing good. I wouldn't even hate him or the Seahawks if they ended up winning. I guess that's my only thing, if I'm happy that we're there, because I don't think this is the only time Drake May is going to play in a Super Bowl. So even if the Seahawks won, I would legitimately be happy for Sam Darnold because that guy's gotten more shit than pretty much any other quarterback that since he got drafted. There's still people that don't believe in his ass. That being said, I don't think the Seahawks have played a defense near as good as ours. I don't think he's going to be 15 of 18 by halftime with 250 yards. He's just not. I think we're going to put a lot of pressure on his ass, and he's going to make mistakes. One thing I'll say is
he can't throw interceptions. He could throw some interceptions.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. I think if we get good pressure on him, he doesn't play well whenever he's getting pressured in the pocket a lot. Like, if he has plenty of time to throw, he'll pick
it apart. Yeah, and I'd say we've arguably had the best defense in the playoffs.
We have. It's just statistically, and, I mean, no one has scored more than 16 points on us. I mean, our defense has been great, and I believe our offense, the thing is with our offense, we've got to be able to put together drives. Like, it's the offense hasn't played great in the playoffs. Granted, it doesn't matter because all the games we've been in have been defensive chess matches. And it hasn't been about who can score, like, the most, like, a ton of points. It's been who can score enough to win. I do think with Seattle's offense, they're a good offense. Kenneth Walker's been running over people. I just think that we are going to have to start playing like the number 4 rated offense again, like we did all season, because we were a top 5 offense in the NFL all year. So it's not like I don't think we're incapable of scoring, but we definitely are going to have to not play as conservative, because I know Vrabel and I love him. It's not even anything negative. I just feel like this isn't a game where you can try and sit on the ball.
No.
And, you know, not try and just try and kill the clock and not run an offense that's trying to score. We're going to have to, because the Seahawks have a good offense, a really good offense.
No, I think so.
Cooper Kupp,
yeah,
and Jackson Smith and Jigba will carve anybody up. So we're going to have to go out there, and Drake May's going to have to put the gunslinger in the closet, I think. He's going to have to try and tap into Tom Brady from the early 2000s, because the last thing we need is him going out there and throwing stupid interceptions or getting fumbled and everything. We just need him to play like the MVP candidate that he played like all year, and I think we'll win. I think we have the better coach. I think we have the better defense, in my opinion. I mean, of all the teams I've watched, I don't give the Seahawks a ton of credit. They've only played 2 playoff games. they beat up on a 49ers team that, in my opinion, had they had all their horses in the stable, they might win that game. And then the Rams, the last time they played, the Rams gave up almost 500 yards of offense to the Seahawks. So that's a hard, it's hard to gauge. And it's not like the Rams offense didn't play good that game. They played really well. So I think that we're going to be by far the best defense he's had to face in this playoff so far. And honestly, with us going up against that Seahawks defense, it's just another day for what we've already been put up with. The Texans and the Broncos back-to-back weeks, that's tough. That's tough to have to put up with. Both have great pass rushes. Both are good at causing turnovers due to fumbles from them getting in the backfield. DeMarcus Lawrence, it's a problem, I think. But I think that, I don't know if I'm saying it's really, I think Drake May has the potential to be a much better quarterback than Sam Darnold, even though Sam's played great. He's been the most successful quarterback in the last 2 years. I am not saying anything bad about the guy. I actually, like I said, I kind of want him to do well. But if he starts seeing ghosts again, it's going to be a problem for them. And the Patriots have been a very opportunistic defense. We've caused turnovers. We've scored off of turnovers. And if the Seahawks turn the ball over even twice, I think it's the advantage for us, because even with us losing the turnover battle in some of these games, Drake May's been able to make the plays necessary to win. So I think that's the formula. I definitely don't think we want to get into a fucking shootout with them. We need to put pressure on Sam Darnold immediately. We honestly need to probably knock his fucking head off is probably what we need to do.
I mean, yeah, I think that's, I think, for me, the Rams defense obviously way worse than Seattle's, but the reason I like playing Seattle is because, I mean, you still got Cooper Kupp and he can still go, but for the most part, we're going to hone in on Smith and Jigba, and he is insane. So, like, but I like that matchup better because we can put Gonzalez on him and double him if we have to. The Rams.
What I don't want to happen is us to key on, and I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, you're
you.
Good.
I don't want to key in on Jackson Smith and Jigba too much because Cooper Kupp isn't like.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
He's the dirty work guy, and he, I mean, for fuck's sake, that Buccaneers Rams game where he on a decoy route he caught the pass and put him in field goal range. That's the kind of shit he does. He wants to draw. They want to draw attention away from him. I think we've got the guys to cover both of them. I think Christian Gonzalez can take either one of them head up, and I think Carlton Davis III will be able to match up really well with them. Sorry for interrupting. Continue.
I think if we can just keep Gonzalez on Njigba and keep, I think Gonzalez can definitely, he's lost a step, you know, Cooper Kupp. So I think definitely Gonzalez match up with him and he can take him. But I like that better than having to play Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams, because Devontae Adams isn't catching a ton of balls. He's not getting you 100 receptions. He's just, when you need him, you can usually go to him. And you had Stafford, who was there, has been to a Super Bowl and a playoff team that's been there. That's the only reason I like playing Seattle. They haven't been to the Super Bowl. We've got a head coach who's been there. He's done that. He knows how to win. And I think that he really is the Tennessee's got to be fucking kicking themselves in the dick right now, letting him go. Because he's awesome. Like, whatever it takes. And we're set up so good, man. Because we're, right now, honestly, in my eyes, this is 2 years ahead of time. Like, this year, my hope was like, man, I hope if we just make the playoffs, that'd be cool. So we go out and we fucking make the playoffs. We win the division and we're in the Super Bowl. I mean, I thought next year I wanted to win the division. And then the year after that, go to the Super Bowl. So, in my eyes, we're 2 years ahead. So if we can fucking sneak one out, if we can get a fucking early Super Bowl. And I'm telling you, this fucking team reminds me. I mean, it's literally like we got in a time capsule and went backwards, because it's a fucking quarterback who's young, makes some mistakes, but he's very talented and he makes the plays when he has to. He doesn't necessarily have a ton of stats. and he hasn't been as perfect. But also, you got to remember, this motherfucker hasn't played in like above 50 degree weather in like 2 months. And I know he played in New England. He's going to have to get used to that. But I'm just saying, I think he has the potential to play way better than he's played in 2 months because it's the fucking Super Bowl. Mike Vrabel's going to have those guys ready to go. He's going to have them calm. He's going to have them, you know, we win this game. That's it. This is it. He's on to the next game. On to the next game. So I think that this team just reminds me of that. If we feed off that defense and make plays when you have to. And I think that if we can do that, wow, what this might be. And, like, listen. Listen, we've seen a lot of Super Bowls, so many Super Bowls, so many epic wins. Who could forget the Atlanta Falcons 28-3? I know I didn't. Nobody could forget it. That was a great Super Bowl. But if we watched a brand new dynasty form after only being down in the dumps for 6 years and we come back and win with a quarterback and a head coach that can be together for 20 years, oh, my God, just sit back in the fucking throne and do your evil laugh because NFL, we're back.
I really, the only thing is, and this is just me, I wish we could have beaten the Chiefs in the playoffs.
I mean, yeah.
Because the thing is, I feel like there's still going to be a lot of people that don't, like, well, yeah, well, you know, the Chiefs.
Oh, even if we do win this game, there will be some bullshit. Well, you had an easy season, and you played a good defense. And I don't give a fuck. We won the Super Bowl. It doesn't fucking matter. I bet you the Cowboys would fucking kill to win a Super Bowl. Any fucking way they could get it on a technicality, they'd take it, okay?
Oh, I mean, if we win, who cares?
Like, exactly.
Who cares how? I mean, who cares? If we win, who fucking cares?
It
ain't our fault that the Bills do what they've been doing the whole time since Josh Allen's been there, and they have nothing to show for it since the Patriots fell off in that division. They have absolutely nothing to show for it, and we're already back on top of it. It's not our fault that the Chiefs absolutely took Mahomes for granted and didn't do anything to fortify his team because they just like, well, he's the best. He can win just by himself. It's not our fault that the Ravens have all their dysfunction. It's not our fault that the Bengals have the worst ownership in the NFL besides the Jets. It's not our fault. We play who's in front of us. And, you know, it's funny. Everyone acts like the Patriots and Bills didn't play almost the same exact schedule. It's like we...
Or that any given week you can lose. Any given week you can lose. We saw the fucking Carolina Panthers beat the fucking Rams. We almost saw them fucking beat them in the playoffs. So, listen, doesn't matter what the fucking schedule is. We had two bad games to start out with, and then we went on a run, and we lost to the Bills in a close game. I mean, here's the thing. I will say one thing. Will Campbell? You better get your head out of your ass, buddy. I know you're a fucking rookie, but if you don't fucking stand your ground, and they gotta put help to the left because they are killing us. The left side is killing us, and that's a big fucking reason why Drake May's stats haven't been what they've been because they are just left side. They are just killing fucking Will Campbell. So they gotta put Stevenson over there and help cut blocks. Something, I don't know, but they got the left side is a real problem. And I will.
I started noticing that in the Chargers.
Yeah.
Khalil Mack was just absolutely Reggie White in his ass right to Drake May's side the whole game. Now, to his credit, he's played against the best pass rushers in the entire.
They just got to help him. They got to help him. Like when they started putting Stevenson over there,
rolling out to the right away from the left or something.
When they started putting Stevenson over there and helping cut block, I think that helped a lot. Also, just a shout out to fucking Stevenson too. That motherfucker lost his starting job because he fumbled so many times in the first three games. He's come back with a hell of a year. And that's also another thing is we're set right now. Like the only thing that I want in a draft is offensive line help. I want some offensive line help because I mean. I think we're going to get Stephon Diggs back probably at a discount. You know, maybe he'll get suspended. Honestly, I don't care if he gets suspended 2 games, if that brings him back cheaper. And you got Kayshon Booty, who's a fucking beast in the making. You got Hunter Henry finally got a good quarterback to throw to him, show him what he can be. I mean, the defense is young. Just fucking re-sign people and fucking the running back. We got a two-headed monster. We got a fucking speedster and a guy who can fucking run down your fucking throat. It's a good time
Patrick
to be a
Jones,
Patriots fan.
One of the best special teams returners in all the NFL, arguably the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time to be a Patriots fan. I feel like we're 2 years ahead of time, and I mean, God, it would be great. It's here's the thing is like I'm not even like I'll be upset if we lose the Super Bowl, obviously, just because it's fucking losing the Super Bowl and it sucks. But I probably just won't watch SportsCenter for like a week. That's usually what it revolves around. But it's a lot easier now though, because now it's all stream and you have to actually intentionally get on it. Most of the time, like waking up after a Super Bowl loss as a kid and having to go to school, oh, it's the fucking worst. You'll be like, the Patriots. Fuck you.
I work alone, so I don't have to be around
people
being like, "Bro, yeah." Last night, huh? And then I fucking cut their throat.
Exactly. So it's a lot easier.
One of the best days ever for me going back to school was when we beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah.
Because I remember walking into the locker room at lunchtime, and it was on site. We should have won the fucking ball.
I just remember that catch in that game when the guy's laying down on his fucking back.
Fucking Doug Baldwin.
And I literally was like, that's it. That's how it always ends. That's how it always ends for us. That's how we lose our Super Bowls. We're going to lose. That's how we always lose. Some fucking crazy catch. And then Pete Carroll. I swear to God, if Pete Carroll somehow gets in the fucking Hall of Fame first ballot, oh, Cleveland, Ohio, you're going to have to put it on lockdown because me and Jared Cornelius are coming there and we're bringing the truckers too. We're going to do the old trucker routine. We're going to have them drive our fucking semis into your shithole.
That's stopping us. It's going to be the next fucking 1995 memorial bombing if that shit happens.
Oh.
I love Pete Carroll. He took us to a Super Bowl against the Packers in 97.
So, but no, it's a good time. So even if we do lose, obviously, we got to just, you know, you just got to be, that's a thing. Sometimes, like, the Seahawks are kind of lucky to be there too, but we're fucking early in we have the potential to be a dynasty with the two young running backs we have, the young quarterback we have, the veteran receiver, the young receiver, there's just, and Mike Vrabel, here's the thing. I think Mike Vrabel really likes A.J. Brown, and I think A.J. Brown really wants to lead the Eagles, so I think that he could be a Patriot, and that is a bad deal for a lot of people, because if he comes there, he's going to get in a different mindset immediately, and that's dangerous. Imagine having Stephon Diggs and A.J. Brown and Kayshon Booty. Oh, my God.
Well, I think that that's likely. I think that's likely to happen, honestly.
I think they just fucking love each other. Like, he literally, I think, like, when you said the Titans thing, I think that's very true. I think he got so fucking pissed off that they traded, at the time, their best fucking player, who they had a fucking moped at the fucking quarterback position. So that's likely.
Yeah, I think that's a very likely scenario. I think there's a good chance we get him, and you know, like, look, I love, you know, Tom Brady went to the Super Bowl pretty early, and the difference is Drake May was number two on the MVP candidate list this year. I don't think Brady was ever even in the top five.
No.
In his early years. So, like I said, if we go on to lose, of course, I hope it's in a well-fought game. I don't want it to look like the Seahawks-Broncos Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Where it was unwatchable. But I think the future is still very bright. But I think we're going to go win. I just do. I think the thing is with us is we have a lot of luck on our side, which is important. I mean, if you look back at a lot of Super Bowl winning teams, they had a lot of luck on their side, and you just had
the New York Giants two times.
I mean, it's true. I mean, you had fucking Dennis the Menace at quarterback.
Yeah, and then fucking Waldo out there fucking putting Coca-Cola on his helmet so he can catch the ball.
Yeah, I feel good about the game. I'm actually going to predict the same score as the one we won against them in 2014, 28-24. I think that's what we end up winning by. I think we're able to score a touchdown in the later in the game to put us up, and I think our defense does what it needs to do to keep them out. That's just I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be super low scoring because both of these offenses can get really hot. But I think we win. I do. I would be honest with you if I didn't think we had a chance. But like I said, my only concern is the offense is going to have to, in my opinion, I don't think it's necessarily that our offense hasn't been able to get going. I think it's Vrabel playing really conservative because he knows our defense is really good and he's trying to, and he's always been a clock chewer. He's always been a guy that likes to sit on the ball and dictate the pace of the game. And I love that, but it's really hard to do against a high-powered offense like the Seahawks or even the Rams would have been. The reason why I wanted the Rams is because their defense was bad, and it would have been easier for our offense to get going. And I think our defense was much better. And, you know, Matt Stafford's a hard guy to stop, and so is Puka Nacua and all these guys. But I tend to think that the team with the much better defense would probably win that game. The Seahawks, I think, is a very even matchup. I just do. It's the offenses are evenly matched. The defenses, you could argue, one's better than the other. But I just, I don't, I think that we have a better team. I just do. And the way that we've played as a team, that's how we've been able to win. It's making the plays when you need it. Getting stops. Being able to score when it matters. But I think it's going to be a great game. I really do. Both of these teams are going to go out there trying to prove something.
Yeah, I mean, either way, you're going to get a fucking a different Super Bowl winner. One that nobody, I'd say that less than 5%, if you accumulated everybody's predictions, I'd say less than 5% of the people picked either the fucking Patriots or the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl this year.
I mean, I know I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't think the Patriots were going to go to the Super Bowl. You know me, I'm one of those guys where if it looks like it's going bad, I'm like, just fucking
take it down, take it down.
Like, if you
start. Yeah, and I mean, and when you lose in week one to the fucking Raiders, it's like, God.
I was already saying, like, oh, boy. There we go, because I knew the Raiders were going to suck this year. Anybody that thought Pete Carroll was going to go in there and do anything, I was just like, the whole time I was saying, yeah, Geno Smith, I actually like Geno Smith. I don't think he sucks.
I don't think so either. He's behind an offensive line that's a bunch of skeletons.
Yeah.
I mean, Genty, like, that's the thing is the Raiders don't have a terrible team. They just get a fucking offensive line and somebody can sling it.
I mean, their defense isn't great either. They got Max Crosby and
a bag of chips. Yeah, I mean, it's true.
Now, that's a guy I think. Now, here's my prediction for next year as far as acquisitions. I see us getting a guy like A.J. Brown and maybe a Myles Garrett from the Browns. I think
Yeah, because we still have
Max Crosby.
We still have, like, one of the top five most cap room. So
and draft picks. We had the draft capital and capital itself. Like, we have plenty to work
and
with. And
talk about a draft class this year that he fucking drafted. I mean, Travion Henderson. I think Campbell just needs some time. He was good the rest of the year. He just got into fucking the playoff football, and he's playing the best there is right now. I mean, you can't expect a guy in his first year to fucking. They just need to help him out. That's all I'm saying. Just help him out.
Oh, I have no worries. I mean, we didn't hear anything about him the whole season.
Yeah.
And the team got objectively worse when he wasn't playing, when he was hurt towards the end of the year. So
also, Mac Hollins
will be just fine.
Solid wide receiver that we can sign back for a minimum. He can go up and snag some balls.
Oh my God! I mean, yeah. I mean, I think, like I said, I think that we're a very evenly matched team with the Seahawks. I mean, for Christ's sakes, we're both 14-3. I think it's going to be a great game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout either way. I wouldn't want it to be. I hate when Super Bowls are blowouts because it's like this is the last game.
Let's
at least there be some parity. You know, if we're going to lose, let it be on a last-second field goal or touchdown pass or something. Like, The last thing I want is to go into halftime watching the stupid fucking halftime show that I don't even want to watch, and we're losing by 30 points. That will be the end of my night right there.
Yeah, I mean, that, and it's just... Well, whenever you have... I mean, yeah, you don't, even if your team's, like, winning, like, it's, I guess it's cool if your team's winning, but, like, for the other one, I mean, it's just terrible when your team's that much in the hole, and then you know...
I hate it either way. There's nothing fun about watching a shitty game, even if it's your
team. No, but, like, it'd be nice, you know, because, like, I don't know about you, but last game, like, my God, I'm just, like, because it's 7-10 for, like, fucking the whole second half, and then it starts snowing, and I'm like, this is great. Also, Sean Payton, buddy.
Take the points.
Also, the Rams, take the points, too. You're not fucking, you don't have 90.
And the Bears.
You don't have the 95 yards to fucking drive, and you got to get a touchdown with 25 seconds left.
Also, if they take the points and they got the ball back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They had a chance. So I'm like, you take the points there, you get the ball with 30 seconds left, and you've only got to drive 30, 40, yards instead of 90 or 85, whatever it was there at the end, to get a touchdown. So, I mean, I thought that was dumb. But, I mean, yeah, here's the thing. Mike Vrabel, he's a take-the-points kind of guy. Because he knows, like, it's just, that's the thing, is he's not concerned about how it fucking looks. He's concerned about winning, and that's what we've fucking done. The goal of the game of football is to fucking win. Doesn't matter how you do it. And also, I'd like to see, the passing game's got to be flying more for the Patriots. But, like, we gotta stop running the ball the first two downs every single time. And then you have to, then they know what we're going to do on third down. And there's, like, this weird stat that, like, every time Drake May gets into a third and six, he's got, like, this terrible completion percentage. So, I mean, that's obviously a weird stat. But I think that, like, I don't necessarily say you got to pass on second down, but, like, not every single run, pass, run every single time. It's like, then we get a third down, they know we got to pass. If it's 7-6 yards, they know we're going to pass.
That's how I run my offense on my college dynasty team. We run the first two plays. I don't care how many yards you get. That's what you do.
I mean, it is good in that, because then you get the fucking running back going, but, like, just throwing a little bit of pair here.
I think we should have ran more against the Broncos. I feel like we should have... Like, when I listened to that game, I was like, why aren't we running the ball at all? Drake May was our leading rusher, I think, or at one point he was.
He was,
yeah. And I was like, that's not good. It's not good when your quarterback's the leading rusher. I don't care what he's doing. It's not good.
They just got to he's got to swing to the right, and they got to get him a little bit more time. Because when he has time, he's all right. But also, I'd like to see Travion Henderson wake up and get outside a little, because once he gets space, man, he can fucking fly. But
I love Travion Henderson. I think he's gonna be our guy for the future. He's got a good combination of power and speed, and he's a good receiving back too. I agree with you on the two-headed monster thing. I think having him and Ramondre
is perfect.
You get a little bit of both worlds on it.
You know, you get down to the goal line, you throw in Ramondre, or if you're just having a tough. If you're having a tough time running it, the best way to get going is get a guy like that just going to the pile, and he's only going to get 2 yards, and then he carries three or four other guys, and he ends up getting 6 yards. Just little stuff like that to build on. And I think having him in the blocking game definitely helps too over there on the left side. But, yeah, I'd like to see but the thing is, if we do get a lead, then if we can get the running game going, because Mike Vrabel will fucking drain that clock. Like, if he's got a lead, he'll drain that clock.
Like, I love 9-minute drives. Please, like, go up 7-0 and just sit on the ball for 9 minutes.
Yeah, you waste, like the whole fucking, almost a whole quarter. Fucking.
Yeah, dude, I love that shit. I love it. And I love that about him and everything. It's going to be tough to do that this game. Now, if you go up 14-0, yeah, by all means. Have a cup of tea. Snap. You know what I mean? Like, have a good time. Have a cigarette break. I don't care. Like, do what you got to do. Run all 40 seconds down to the last second. Like, I love that. But, so I think that's gonna do it for us tonight, everybody. I gotta go start making dinner, and I think I've got all my anger out by this point. NFL Hall of Fame, you've been warned. Domestic terrorism is gonna be come against you.
You've got 24 hours to fix it.
Guys, the War Room is actually saying they don't like the NFL Hall of Fame. This is not good. You know, they do a lot for this fucking league. I would just like to say, we bring hundreds of viewers to your sport.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure. Also, I haven't looked yet, but there's got to be some kind of emergency press conference, because there's no way that Dave Portnoy's not losing his fucking mind right now.
The one time I would agree with him, I agree with him. He should be losing his mind, because I feel like I've gone to the fucking loony bin. It's raining cats and dogs outside in my world.
I mean, it's understand. Literally the equivalent of saying, like I said, oh, let's just take Bill Russell out of the fucking NBA Hall of Fame, too. Let's just take him out of there. Like, he's literally the Bill Russell of coaches.
Take Phil Jackson out. He wouldn't have won all 11 of those rings if it wasn't for Kobe, Michael, and all that.
Yeah, you gotta take one of them out. You either gotta take Phil Jackson, Shaq, or Kobe out. You gotta take one of them out, though, because, you know, maybe two of them. Maybe one of them made both
Michael
of them better.
Jordan never wins any of those rings without Phil Jackson. Yeah. Take Jordan out. He wasn't that good. Fuck him. It's ridiculous. That's what it sounds like to me. It's just like, as a lover of the sport, and this will be my last thought on for the night, as a lover of the NFL and football as a sport, to me, I think it just upsets me, because I think Mike Tomlin should be a first ballot Hall of Fame coach. I think he's one of the best coaches I've ever seen. One, he's been to two Super Bowls and he won one. Never had a losing season. It's hard to do. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, with 10 different quarterbacks during that time, too.
And, you know, I would not throw a fit if he got in on the first ballot. I will now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there should to me,
himself.
There should be no coaches go in after this. That's if they've somehow changed how you get in, because clearly it seems like they have. There shouldn't be a head coach go past him unless they win 7 Super Bowls as a head coach, and then they win more wins, and they, you know, win more. It's stuff that's not going to happen, because it's fucking impossible. Yeah.
Yeah, they go undefeated, they break Don Shula's record, and they win 8 Super Bowls as a head coach, then they can go in first ballot. But other than that, I don't think there's ever going to be another. Yeah. There shouldn't be another head coach ever be first ballot if Bill's not fucking it. And that's
I'd like to see John Gruden's reaction to this. I bet he's losing his mind, too. And he hates the
funny?
Patriots.
I bet if they ask Bill, he'll be like, who cares?
Fuck him.
Yeah, who cares?
Also, fuck you, Jason, for saying he couldn't coach in college either. He's literally been there for 1 year. Also, that has absolutely nothing to do with being an NFL head coach. Ask Nick Saban. Ask Nick
Saban. Sucked with the Dolphins. He shouldn't be in the college football. Yeah. He succeed in a different league. It's so dumb. It's such a dumb argument. None of the arguments make any sense to me. These people would make more sense to me if they were just honest and said, I don't like Bill Belichick, so I'm happy he's not in. That's what it is.
I mean,
There's no credible argument.
Yeah, there's no
being. I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. Even if you want to take 3 of the Super Bowls away or 2 of them away from the cheating scandals, he's still up there with the most wins ever as a head coach with Super Bowls ever. Because I don't remember the Falcons, the Rams, the Seahawks. None of those were shrouded in controversy. And I'm pretty sure the Eagles won the year we played Andy Reid and them. I don't think that one was either. It was the Rams game and the or was it the Rams one even? Was there any controversy with that, or was it the Panthers?
I think that
Eagles
was Spygate, wasn't it?
No, I think Spygate was the Panthers or the Eagles, I think, wasn't it? I don't think it was the greatest show on turf.
But then it must have been the Panthers, I think. It doesn't matter. Like, it literally didn't. It didn't give him a cheat code to fucking win the Super Bowl. They still had to play the game.
And what happened to separating the art from the artist? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Again, I would just like to say Ray Lewis was the first ballot Hall of Famer, and he killed a guy, okay?
And Randy All Moss right, ran over
That's
his grandma.
That's going to do it for us, everybody. Just remember that. Ray Lewis got in the first ballot Hall of Fame, and he was accused of murdering somebody outside of a nightclub. And he got busted doing PEDs in his last year. But because rightfully so, I might add, because I love Ray Lewis. And there could be video of him shooting someone like ice shot somebody, and I would still say put him in. Because on the field, he's the best that's ever fucking done in his position, and he deserves to be in there, okay? So I just argue with a wall. Argue with the Berlin Wall in communist fucking Germany for all I give a fuck. You're not going to ever convince me. There's nothing anybody can say. And if your whole argument is, well, he didn't win without Tom. Yeah, okay. Who has won without Tom Brady? Who? The Buccaneers didn't win since 2002. He shows up and wins his first year. Yeah, everywhere he goes, they win. That's not the point. Who gives a fuck? It's hard to win without the best ever, okay?
It's true. So,
Trevor, you got any closing remarks, buddy?
I don't think so. I mean, that's just... That's just ridiculous. We got the Royal Rumble coming up this weekend. Excited about that. And Saudi.
Real quick, who do you think's gonna win?
If I had to pick right now, and it could change before Saturday, I'm gonna go with Roman Reigns.
Well, I got one for you.
Who's that?
I think Seth Rollins comes back at the Royal Rumble and wins it.
That would be crazy.
He was just on Get Up the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the things he was saying kind of led me to believe that maybe he's close to coming back, and I think what a better time to come back. And I think he could come back and maybe knock out...
Breaker.
One of the other dudes from the Vision and fuck them over. Because I think he's going to come back as a face, in my opinion. And have an axe to grind with those guys. So, and also, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, or whoever he ends up fighting. Or, I mean, that sets him up to take on CM Punk for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying it's going to happen because I don't know if he can. But from the things he was saying, it kind of sounds like he might actually be. And also, who knows? Who even knows if these injuries are like 100% real? They might not even be as bad. You know how they do.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, he broke his neck, and he's not. Okay, he didn't break his neck. Okay. Yeah, he pulled something, but they still got to keep kayfabe up that way. But that's kind of something I've been thinking about since I heard him on Get Up the other day. I was like, this motherfucker might actually come back at the Rumble. And like be one of the last entrants in or something. Yeah. I would love if Chris Jericho came back. I'm skeptical. But I would love to see it.
I think so. I think it'd be cool. Even if he just comes back in a little run as far as, I mean, I don't know how much of a haul of it. See what he looks like. See, because I mean, the last picture I saw him, he looked like he was in pretty good shape. So.
Well, I was going to say, the last pictures I've seen of him, he looks like he's got his six-pack back, and usually that means he's about to leave whatever company he's at. He usually gets fat the longer he's been there. He starts getting fatter and fatter, so I think that they're about to get him back, and good God, some of the promos he's going to cut with some of these guys are going to be incredible. I'd love to see him and CM Punk start their rivalry back up and have a little run or something, but... That's what I'm kind of hoping for as far as surprise entrance. I'd love to see him in it, but...
I'd like to see him. I'd like to see Mr. Kennedy. I feel like he might show up.
Really?
I've been reading some stuff, and it's I don't know, here or there, but I'm thinking, man, that would be cool as shit if his music is... Mr. Kennedy!
I think as long as Randy Orton is involved, I don't think they'll ever let him come back.
I think that's the thing. That's a good thing about... It's the new generation of, you know, letting people come back before they're gonna fucking die. Because that's literally what fucking Vince McMahon did. He's like, yeah, Warrior, we'll bring you back. And he fucking dies the next day. Fucking.
Well, he was probably doing some grade A Colombian band.
I think he was out of it for a while. And he decided, you know, one more night, let's give it a run. And his heart was like, oh, no.
Poor fucking guy, man. I remember, like, that promo he cut when he came out.
Oh, dude, he was fucking great. It was all him. I mean, it was like, it was just an older him, but I mean, him running out. Yeah.
I mean, I could literally tell. I was saying to my dad, I was like, he looks like he's about to, like, drop dead. But, all right, everybody. Thank you for listening to the War Room. We'll be back soon. We'll try and do a pre-Super Bowl show before, maybe the day of.
Maybe we get a couple of those fucking jackasses on here.
No, no, I'm not. You know, just like Bill Belichick in the Hall of Fame, they've been denied access to the War Room podcast. They're not allowed on. We're going to leave them out just like Bill got left out, okay? The only people allowed on this podcast are those that think he should be in. That's what I'm going to say. And also, Jason and Chase, neither of you are invited to my Super Bowl party anymore. And in fact, I'm not having a Super Bowl party. I'm going to watch the game alone in my room. That's what I'm going to do. No wings, no baked mac and cheese for anybody except for me, okay? And I'm going to make I'm going to make 10 pounds of wings, and I'm going to eat them all. And what I don't eat is getting thrown right in the trash. That's what I'm going to do. So, you all have fun crying about the Chiefs and the Packers, okay? Because that's all you guys are going to be doing for the next 6 months, okay? So,
Yeah, you know, and one guy he mid changed up to being a Broncos fan mid postseason. Oh, he's a Broncos fan. Oh, it's bow time. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, and you know, if Vegas is listening, whoever Jason is rooting for, put the odds on him because you'll make money off him every time. Jason is just the kiss of death for these teams. Okay, he just is. I mean, we're talking about this. This is a guy here that had to watch the Oregon Ducks get tallywhacked by the Indiana Hoosiers.
Yeah, after they said, "Oh, we're gonna beat their ass. We're gonna beat their ass. We're gonna beat their ass."
He probably still thinks Kurt Cignetti sucks.
I know. He always hates. He just hates the best coach. He hates Dan Campbell. Like, he hates fan favorite coaches. That
no,
people.
If you beat his team.
Yeah.
If you beat his team, he hates them.
Dan Campbell sucks.
Like Tom Coughlin. I love Tom Coughlin. I think the Giants getting rid of him was what started their downfall.
I mean, yeah.
I respect him. But yeah, Super Bowl party at my house. Those guys I named are not invited.
Suckers.
Everyone else is, unless they keep pushing my buttons, and I'm just going to say, fuck the Super Bowl. No one's coming over. Everyone else can stay home and jerk off alone while listening to Tears for Fears for all I care. You can have a party. I don't give a shit. I'll watch the game alone, and if we win, I'm going to celebrate like a gentleman by peeing myself in my sleep from how drunk I am. That's what I'm going to do, okay? No one's going to hear from me. But, thank you guys for listening to the War Room. I'm Jared. That's Trevor. We will see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Good night.